Hey everyone, this is Chili. So I just saw perhaps the first butterfly of the spring or summer, whatever it is, and it gave me this thought, or maybe it's a memory. When I was a kid in elementary school, I remember everyone in my class was given a caterpillar, and ultimately, we each had a caterpillar in a jar, and we put a stick in it, and we would feed it. And the goal was ultimately for that caterpillar to build a cocoon and go inside and go through that metamorphosis or transformation, and then eventually come back out as a butterfly. And that would be our experience. But I was a little bit impatient, and I tried to help the caterpillar get out of the cocoon. And in the process, what I discovered was a messy, gooey nothing. And I tried to push it back in to the cocoon, but it was too late. It was no longer a caterpillar, and it certainly was not a butterfly. And this experiment was lost for me. Other kids in the class, more patient than me, waited. And ultimately, butterflies emerged from most of their jars. And they came outside the cocoon and slowly learned to stretch out its wings until they dried and opened and closed. And then once they could open and close them, they would take the lid off of the jar, and there goes the butterfly, and they would fly away and be beautiful. And I was thinking about that in life. You know, so many times we have these seasons of transformation, metamorphosis, seasons where God's changing us or taking us from one thing, one place to another. And the in-between can be so hard for us to wait and allow the time for it to be done right. And so we want to poke at it. We want to help it. But what we discover is in that stage, it's just kind of messy and ugly and gooey and nothing. And so when we poke at it, we can do more destruction. When we get impatient with the process of our Creator, we can become damaging to ourselves and to the destiny of other people. Maybe you're in a place of transformation. I certainly am. And I want to break out of that cocoon and stretch my wings and fly and discover something more beautiful than ever before. And yet, I'm hearing God say, not yet, not yet. Keep developing. Let me fully develop your wings. Don't arrive before you're ready. And so that's hard. And there's lots of people in my life and other people's lives in these stages that are going, what are you waiting for? Come on. We're waiting. Hurry up. They want to help you out of the cocoon, get you going, because they care. They love you, and they're curious to see what you're becoming. Maybe they can become it too. It's hard, isn't it? So today I'm taking a deep breath and being okay in my cocoon. The day's coming. I'm gonna break out and slowly start exercising those wings until they're strong and ready, and then fly to the next adventure that God has for me. And I trust him for it. It makes me smile. And then along the ways, God will allow me to reproduce other caterpillars that will also have to go through process to become something that their creator wants them to be, to fly to heights that they couldn't even imagine as a caterpillar walking across the ground or on a branch. And so I'm learning. Patience isn't my strong point, but I'm just trusting the season of the cocoon. Hope this encourages you. Peace.